Soon, I'm going to share with you a tool for how to price your group program fee. So I'm excited by that. But before I get there, a couple of initial remarks about pricing and mindset, because I know a lot of us struggle with this. Maybe we're used to doing one-to-one pricing, but now thinking about, you know, charging people to be part of a group, is it worth it? What if they don't want to pay this? Or what if they can't afford it? Okay, all kinds of doubts can naturally come up. It's very normal. And I want to give you some perspective shifts here. First of all, let me ask you this question. Is $300 a month for a group program in a, I'm going to call this small group. I should just let me just stop here and say 20 people is a small group program. Please get that into your head. I'm planting the seed now. 20 people is not a large group program. As some of you, when you came into this course, oh, I'm excited to learn from you how to launch a large, I'm like, what do you mean large group program? I have 80 members in my group. That's barely a large group program, kind of a large group program. 20 is a small group program, okay? It's not a large group program or even a medium group program. It's a small group program, okay? When you look at a classroom of 20 people, you know, that's a small class, isn't it, right? So 20 is a small group program. Affirmation, okay? So number two, let me ask you this. If you had the opportunity to work with somebody that you really admire, I'm not talking about stratospheric leader like Tara Brach or, you know, Tony Robbins or something. No, but someone who you know personally, maybe it's a friend even, maybe it's a colleague, and you respect their work, you like their work, you are thinking, maybe I want to hire them one day as my one-to-one coach, counselor, you know, mentor, healer. And they were to offer a group program and you got one of the 20 spots. How much is that worth? Per month, how much would you say I'm in? Great, I'm in. Right, with $300 a month, be worth it to you? I hope so. I would assume so. Again, you get one of 20 spots, a colleague, a friend, someone that you really you admire, work that you've been wanting to do, a topic that you're interested in. $300 a month, that's very reasonable, if not low. Okay, I want to just plant the seed because this, I'm telling the truth here. $300 a month is nothing for a small group program like this. Not nothing, but it's not expensive. I promise you. Okay, so you have to get outside of whatever limiting stuckness of pricing that you've been in. $100 a month is nothing. $300 a month is starting to be reasonable for a small group program like a 20-person group. Okay. And then on and up, there's easily, I've seen group programs, 20 people of $1,000 a month. It's not a big deal. I mean, that $1,000 a month is a big deal for most of us. It's true. But with a person you really respect doing the work that you love, $1,000 a month for some people is like, that's very reasonable. I'm not saying I paid that before, but I'm saying that is reasonable. So $300 a month, it's a good deal. I just have to plant that seed. Some of you are shocked right now, okay? Like, because you sticker shock 300 because you've been in this limiting belief bubble, maybe with some people who are thinking small numbers that are not the reality of what's actually out there. The reality of what's out there is $300 a month is normal for a 20-person program, if not low, okay? So I just want you to kind of get the understanding here. So given that, the common concern is, oh, but what if they can't afford it? This is an important one to talk about because I have often known of friends and colleagues who, you know, tell me, tell me they can't afford this or that. And I personally know their financial situation. I'm like, you could easily retire right now and be having a wonderful lifestyle for the rest of your life. And you say you can't afford that kind of personal growth, like at $300 a month, that would be nothing to, given I know your financial situation, that's nothing to you. But they just don't prioritize it. You see, they're not willing to prioritize that. And at the same time, I've also known friends, and you probably have too, who are not financially flush, they are getting by okay, but you even maybe are surprised. What, you're paying $300 a month for that thing, huh? Interesting. Like, that's kind of surprising to you that at their financial state, they're paying that. Like, we all have those friends, at least in this side, but maybe on the other side of like, they could totally afford that. I can't believe they're not prioritizing that for themselves. I've had both types of friends, and I've had both types of clients, potential clients as well. So the bottom line is, and also, have you ever known someone who you thought was poor, but then later on you found, wow, they make themselves appear not financially well off, but they are? Do you know anybody like that? I know people like that. Okay. And vice versa. Vice versa. Some people like drive fancy cars, but they really shouldn't, that kind of thing. So you really don't know what someone's financial situation. This is the truth. And the reality also is, even if you think you know, or even if they tell you they can't afford it, you don't know their financial situation. It just, what's when someone says, I can't afford it, what they're saying is, you know, I'm not prioritizing this work at this time. That's what you should translate it as. And if someone can afford it, you do not question their financial, because sometimes someone literally can't afford it out of their personal finances, but they have plenty of family support, like either their spouse or their parents or somebody or their own savings can easily afford it. No problem at all. And they can easily tap that. Okay. So please stop assuming someone else's financial situation. Let them decide. Can they please have the sovereignty and free will of deciding for themselves? Will you allow them that sovereignty? Please do, right? Please do, okay? Now, if you still want to be kind of qualifying of people, like making sure they've thought about it before they just buy, you know, without, then look below, because I have for you, you know, how I ask the question about whether they can afford it or not. Okay, so I've given you, you know, in my application, I ask that question, and then I give these options. And I'll tell you, one of the options says it would be a financial hardship. And guess what? Nobody picks that option. I've had hundreds of people apply to my program. Okay, fine. Out of like 300, I think I've had two people say it's a financial hardship. Then it's very obvious. And I say, thank you so much for your interest, but I don't want you to be part of this program if it's going to be a financial hardship for you. But I hope you'll try something else. I have lots of free content. I also have standalone courses you can buy if you really want to, but please, you know, take care of your financial situation for, you know, that kind of thing. But because everybody who wants to be part of your program is going to, they looked at the price already before they applied, I'm assuming. And I'm sure there are some people who saw the price and decided not to apply to my program. I'm sure that's good, because it's a filtering. Price should be a filtering factor. So I hope this is helpful. If you have any other pricing demons, gremlins, put that below. I will try to address it in a different segment. Or if you have any other insights about opening your mind in terms of pricing, put that below. One final thing I'll say is this. Please understand that pricing, that at every single group program price, there are people who think it's too cheap. I'm serious. Even $1,000 a month, some people in this world, lots of people in this world will go, that's really cheap for a group program. Really? They're only taking 20 people and it's only $1,000 a month? Okay, I don't know if I can respect this thing. It's only $1,000 a month. There are plenty of people in this world like that. Did you know this? If you didn't know it, now you know it. And now you can start the law of attraction them in. You see what I mean? Okay, because up to now, you've been a law of attracting in the people who think $100 a month is a lot. Not a good law of attraction, probably, for your business sustainability anyway. So just understand, at every single pricing tier, there are people who think it's too cheap and people who think it's reasonable. And lots of people, obviously, who think it's too expensive. Even some people think $30 a month for a group program is way too expensive. I can't spend that. You know, that's more than Netflix. You see what I mean? Like, people will compare at different things. You cannot get stuck in the shallows. You will not be sustainable financially if you get stuck there. You got to open up your mind and say, wait a second, there's plenty of people at every single tier all of us really should be going after people who have plenty of resources and go, $300 a month? That's really cheap, but I like you. So sure, it's almost too much effort for me just to set up a $300 a month payment to you. But okay, I'll do it. You know, so law of attraction. All right.